A new report from the Federal Housing Finance Agency says that government mortgage giant Fannie Mae, which, remember, needed a $116 billion taxpayer bailout, well, that same company paid 20% more than required to end a contract with Bank of America that was servicing a batch of loans. The reason Bank of America had the right to not accept the money to end the agreement, so Fannie increased the payment to B of A to try to convince them to end the contract.
Had to reel them in there.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Fannie says it was still worth the $500 million it paid to sever the relationship because in the end, it says it's going to save money doing business with a different bank besides Bank of America.
Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy here? Andrew Stoltman, the attorney, says Bank of America is the ultimate bad guy here because it forced taxpayer-funded Fannie Mae to pay more than it should have. However, Catherine Mangu Ward of Reason Magazine says B of A was just following the contract that it had with Fannie. Oh boy, this needs to be fun here. Andrew, what was wrong with, I mean, it's a free market, a contract is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, right?
Yeah, you know, in one sense you're right, but remember, Bank of America basically fleeced and gouged Fannie Mae, and that's been consistent with how Bank of America has acted towards homeowners. Remember, Bank of America was one of the firms that paid $25 billion, along with four other firms, for abusive housing practices and mortgage practices. Bank of America
they held a gun to the Fannie Mae executives' heads and
that's
made them buy
what
all
they
that
did,
stuff,
Michelle.
Right?
That's basically yeah, what right. they did because they knew, because Bank of America knew that Fannie Mae had to do this deal, so they forced a 20% premium, which was really, in effect, taking taxpayer money because Fannie Mae still has $114 billion of taxpayer money.
Catherine, you get the other side of this trade.
You know, the guys at Fannie Mae, they wear big boy pants. They should really be able to make these deals on their own. The fact is Bank of America provided the services they said they were going to provide in their contract. Fannie Mae made a bad contract with them. And I actually think in many ways these fees, the elevated fees, are a distraction from the real debate, which is why is Fannie Mae out there making these terrible contract terms that they can't get out of without $500 million of taxpayer money?
No, but that's ridiculous because if you look at it, Bank of America is one of the firms that caused the entire problem in the first place. So not only did they cause the problem by having abusive mortgage practices, but then they've also profited by gouging Fannie Mae. That's improper, that's wrong, and it's just not right.
But Andrew, you know that if you were in court and you were defending Bank of America, you'd turn to yourself and say, but you're conflating two different events. Even if you think Bank of America caused the housing debacle, this service contract is entirely separate from that situation, right?
Well, I understand that argument, and maybe I'd make it, but I do disagree with that. Yeah, I do disagree with it because I just think Bank of America has unclean hands, and now they've gouged Fannie Mae, and now they're saying, gee, we did nothing wrong. It's just a contract.
You know, when people use the word gouged like that, I always become incredibly skeptical when we're talking about two big, powerful entities voluntarily making a contract with each other. Bank of America's hands may not be clean, but Fannie Mae's hands are dirtier, and they're continuing to make bad deals. I think it's totally legit for Bank of America to say, listen, if you want to get out of a contract you made with us, fine, but it's going to cost you.
Look, Andrew, I'm curious. When you make a deal with a government entity that's involving taxpayer money, are you automatically going to cut them a break? I mean, isn't there a moral hazard there that's involved when you're doing business like that, whether you're doing business with a government agency or a non-government agency?
What about their shareholders?
You get the best possible deal. They got a fiscal responsibility, too, don't they?
Look, I mean, I hear you, but let's not forget for a second. Bank of America took $40 billion of taxpayer money in TARP. They don't have clean hands. And in every contract, there's an assumption of good faith. And I don't think Bank of America was dealing with good faith with respect to this contract. They just weren't.
Bank of America has been put in an untenable position anyway. They're being asked to enforce on mortgage contracts where Fannie Mae are the ones who are going to bear the burden if the mortgages don't get paid. They're already in a bad deal, and if Fannie Mae wants to buy them out, Bank of America should say, hand over the cash.
Yeah, but I don't think so, because remember, in this case, what Bank of America did, this is according to the Inspector General that published the report today, Bank of America supposedly used the threat of litigation to tie this deal up for many, many years. And had Bank of America gone the litigation route, it would have tied this lawsuit up for years and years and years. The problem with that is that the loans that are at issue with the mortgage service providers would have continued to deteriorate, and the American taxpayers would have continued to lose more money. It's a fleecing, in my opinion.
The Inspector General also said Fannie Mae needs to make better deals in the future, and I think that's totally true.
Let's hope they do. Thank you both.
Thank you.